We're in Philadelphia for the 2017 NFL Draft. This is Texans 360. My name's Drew Doherty, and what a show we have for you this week, because we're going behind the scenes and finding out all about the Texans equipment room and what it takes to get a team ready for game day, practice, and more. Plus, we've got a telestrator, the HTC ladies of Texans cheer, and a whole lot more. But we got to start with the 2017 NFL Draft. Pick it at number 25. Or did they? The Houston Texans, NRG Stadium, Philly, on Thursday night. The Sights and Sounds. Cool stuff from Philadelphia, you know, which is the home of Will Fuller and Jalen Strong, a couple of Texans wide receivers. So with that in mind, let's take a look back at some of the top five catches from 2016 in the Houston Texans.
Give me another one. Draft party from Houston.
Okay. Cool stuff there from the draft party in Houston. You know, back here in Philadelphia, which is the home of Tom Savage, Jalen Strong, and Will Fuller. It's only natural that we now segue into the top five catches of 2016. DeAndre Hopkins, that guy's pretty good, and I can't wait to see what he does in 2017. And I can't wait to see what's next on Texans 360, because we're going down into the equipment room. What's it take to get the Texans ready for game day? Don't go anywhere. We're in Philadelphia right now for the NFL Draft, but back in Houston at NRG Stadium, working almost round the clock, it seems like, is Mike Parson and his equipment staff. We got to catch up with Mike and find out some of what his job entails and a little bit more. Mike Parson and the gang, very, very busy getting ready for the upcoming season, for camp, and a whole lot more. And you know who else is getting ready? The players. Tom Savage, J.J. Watt and company started up the off-season conditioning program a week ago, and now they've finished two of them. You know, three guys working out with the Texans during off-season conditioning: Ryan Griffin, C.J. Fedorowicz, Steven Anderson, amongst others. Those three are tight ends, and those three had the greatest season as a tight end group in franchise history. Rolling right along here on Texans 360 in Philadelphia for the 2017 NFL Draft, but we want to rewind things and talk about the ladies. And for that, you got to get the kid reporter involved. Fun stuff there, as always, from the kid reporters. You know what else is fun? Intercepting Tom Brady. I myself have never done that, but Andre Howell did, with some help from Benardrick McKinney, last season in the playoffs. Our guy, John Harris, breaks it all down in this version of the Telestrator. This is Philadelphia, but back in Houston, the Houston Texans cheerleaders recently had all their headshots and photos taken in preparation for the upcoming season. We got to go behind the scenes and check out what went down. Can't wait to see what the Houston Texans cheerleaders do this upcoming season and beyond. And you know what else we can't wait to do? Go with Project 88. It's a fantastic organization helping out the youth of Houston. And recently, they held their gala. That's it for Texans 360 tonight. But tomorrow night, same time, same channel, we've got the Texans draft special. We're going to go all in on who the Texans picked, how they look for 2017, and a whole lot more. So, for Jay McDevitt, Joe Amaral, Gavin Garrett, Jesse Clark, Anov Leibowitz, Eric San and Asensio, and Omar Mazoub watching at home, I'm Drew Doherty, and we'll see you next time.